You've tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio produced right here in Salmon Arm. Go check out our website, voiceofthesheshwap.ca, and see what your community's radio is all about. Take out a membership and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we're appreciating the soundscapes of the Parker Abbott Trio, who are the dual keyboards of Terry Parker and Simon Abbott, with Mark Sager on drums. Before the break, they played Companions. Terry will introduce the next composition, but first, she and Simon talk about their influences, and Simon touches on his production values.
So you mentioned a couple of names of some of the pianists that kind of turned you on. What's some of the other ones that maybe you were listening to earlier on that got you interested in playing the piano in the first place?
So earlier than those ones?
Before you met.
Before I met Simon.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, I did the classical, like, Royal Conservatory of Music training, so I played a lot of Chopin and Bach and Mozart and Debussy and all those classics. So, and I really enjoyed all that music. I still enjoy playing some Bach inventions and Mozart sonatas now and then. I'm trying to think. Before. And then when I started getting into jazz, it first was more like Modesky Martin Wood, more like the groovy kind of jazz. And Brad Mehldau, his Largo album, all of us really, really enjoy. Mm-hmm. So I guess my original, you know, for piano was like classical training. And then I started hanging out with some jazz musicians in high school, and they were listening to jazz. And then I started checking out some more jazz musicians from there. How about you, Simon?
Yeah, for me, Oscar Peterson was a huge influence on my early playing, and I feel still like some of his bluesiness comes out of my playing a lot, or I strive for that element of the blues when playing jazz. And then from there it was straight into the 60s guys, the Keith Jarrett, the Chick Corea, the Herbie Hancock, everyone who was filtered through the Miles Band, basically.
Wynton Kelly,
all those guys I was heavily into. And especially Keith Jarrett, his solo piano music, and his American Quartet with Dewey Redman and Charlie Hayden and Paul Motion, that was a big influence on my early playing. And so Keith's free playing, especially, his more avant-garde playing. And then more modern guys, like you mentioned, Brad Mehldau. I particularly like his Largo album, where he worked with John Bryan, and some of the production techniques in that music were really inspiring to me. I like to hear thought put into the production value of a jazz record. The playing is important, and the improv and the compositions are important, but for me, if it's not an interesting sounding recording also, then it maybe doesn't interest me as much.
Totally awesome.
Unless it's, yeah. Unless or really
it's,
terrible.
Unless it's Keith Jarrett's colon concert, just, you know.
Right,
yeah. Let's just touch on that thing you said about production there. So what makes good producing to you?
For me, just interesting, different sounding recordings. If something is sterile and almost clinical, like too clean or too perfect in a way, I don't like that. I like recordings with character, even if it's lo-fi character, like garage rock bands, or like an interesting space, say, like a good stereo recording of a band in an interesting room where you feel like when you put headphones on or something, you feel like you're in that room. Those types of things, or just particular attention paid to how you record the instruments. For example, in Modesky Martin Wood, there's a lot of keyboard textures, but they also, every song, they're changing the drum mics. Billy Martin's putting a different snare drum in, and playing to the tunes, almost the way a pop producer is like, this is the drum sound for this song because it serves the purpose of the song. And I like that approach to making recordings. Even if you're improvising music with no lyrics, I still feel like there's a mood and a timbre that's established by the tones of the instruments. And so that is what gets me going for recorded music.
2 years ago, we went to Banff and did a residency there as part of their winter creative music residency. We were rehearsing music and getting ready to record and play some shows in Alberta. And I was telling the guys, because I'd never seen an elk or, you know, growing up in Toronto area, you don't see much more than squirrels and raccoons You know, if I see a blue jay, that's pretty exciting. So I told them that when we went to Banff, I was like determined to see an elk. And on our second day there, we saw one. And then I was composing. So this one is Elk Crossing. Thank you.
Welcome to the second set. We're going to start with some more new ones off of our new record, Elevation, and we're going to begin with a couple of my compositions. The first one is called Disclosure, and the second one is Elevation, the title track.